Good morning, TGP, the final quarantine devotion 2020, Lord willing. I pray that we are on the way out of quarantine, that phase one's going to be good, phase two is going to, we're going to move into phase two in June, and then, we're going to be fully open. So, once again, we will be meeting this Sunday, this coming Sunday, May the 17th. We'll be meeting 10:30 in our building. It will be a socially distanced gathering. I just need a decent head count of who's going to be there. So if you're watching this, if you see this, please let me know if you plan to attend. You can email me, you can text message me, you can comment here, you can comment on one of the various posts that I've done. You can call me, you can send smoke signal. I don't know. Just let me know so that we can have an mostly accurate count. One more thing, on Saturday, we will have a work day. The plan right now is to do a lot of cleaning in the building. We have one person that's going to be in the process of changing some carpet. So if you are interested in that or have some skills in that, you can let me know with that. We're gonna like clean the floors, clean the bathrooms really well, vacuum the whole auditorium, and do some, just some maintenance and housekeeping. We're also going to rearrange the chairs. So that's going to be Saturday. It's supposed to be 8 to 11. I don't imagine we'll go all the way to 11 unless you're changing carpet, and then you might be there for like weeks. I really don't know what changing carpet involves because I'm not a handyman. Okay, we're going to be in Hebrews 13. Let's go. Hebrews 13. Let brotherly love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. That's interesting. Remember those who are in prison, as though in prison with them, and those who are mistreated, since you also are in the body. Let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the marriage bed be undefiled, for God will judge the sexually immoral and adulterous. Keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have, for he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Remember your leaders, those who spoke to you the word of God. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Do not be led away by diverse and strange teachings, for it is good for the heart to be strengthened by grace, not by foods, which have not benefited those devoted to them. We have an altar from which those who serve the tent have no right to eat. For the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the holy places by the high priest as a sacrifice for sin are burned outside the camp. So Jesus also suffered outside the gate in order to sanctify the people through his own blood. Therefore, let us go to him outside the camp and bear the reproach he endured. For here we have no lasting city, but we seek the city that is to come. Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls as those who will have to give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with groaning, for that would be of no advantage to you. Pray for us, for we are sure that we have a clear conscience, desiring to act honorably in all things. I urge you the more earnestly to do this in order that I may be restored to you the sooner. Now, may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I appeal to you, brothers, bear with my word of exhortation, for I have written to you briefly. You should know that our brother Timothy has been released, with whom I shall see you if he comes soon. Greet all your leaders and all the saints. Those who come from Italy send you greetings. Grace be with all of you. So much going on. The first exhortations, let brotherly love continue. The second, don't neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for some have entertained angels unawares. This seems to be, looking back on Genesis 18. Let me see. Yeah, Genesis 18 and 19, when the angels come to Abraham and they visit him. And I think it's Yahweh is one of the characters, and there's two angels there with them. And the two angels are the ones that go to rescue Lot. And this is when he tells Sarah that she'll have a child, and she laughs. But that idea is we need to be hospitable people because we don't know who it is that we're serving. You know, Jesus will also say in the, I think it's in Matthew, you know, when he separates the sheep from the goats, he'll tell the sheep, you know, I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me, you ministered to me. And they're like, when did we do these things? And he says, inasmuch as you've done it to the least of these, you've done it to me. And so he's saying we need to be hospitable because we never know the full implications of the service that we offer to people, especially to strangers. Remember those in prison as though in prison with them, those who are mistreated, since you also are in the body. So it seems like there are people who are in prison who are part of the body, and they're saying, because they're part of you and you're part of them, remember them, go visit them, minister to their needs while they're there, and pray for them. You know, let the marriage bed be held in honor. So these are various different exhortations that he gives in light of, you know, Jesus being better than, like, us having a better promise and a better covenant and a better high priest than the old covenant. I love that he says, you know, keep your life free from the love of money, be content with what you have. And the reason, because he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So God is enough. If you have God, that is enough. You can be content with whatever you have, with whatever you've been given, because you have God and he's never going to leave you. What a good motivation for contentment that we have. You know, remember your leaders, consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Then you get this part where Jesus is suffering outside the gate. And it's, you know, once the sacrifice and the meat were offered, they took the carcass and the dung and they took it outside to a place out of the camp, and they would burn it outside to dispose of the body and all of the parts that weren't actually offered, burnt on the sacrifice, on the altar of sacrifice. And he's looking at that and he's saying, look, Jesus is like that. But better, you know, he went out of the gate. He suffered outside of the city so that he could sanctify everyone who would draw near, through his own blood. And so he says, let us go to him and bear the reproach that he endured. So we suffer with Christ outside the gate. And then, you know, we touched on this a bit on Sunday, but we offer a sacrifice of praise. We are a holy priesthood that offers a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name. You know, when we have more than we need, verse 16, we share what we have. And that's a sacrifice also that's pleasing to God. And then I love, you know, since I am the one of the leaders in the church, I'm going to skip over verse 17. Just read verse 17. See how it might apply to your life. Let the Spirit lead in that. I'm not going to be like, hey, you better listen to me and submit to me. But this is the scripture. What I love even more than that is verses 20 and 21, because this meets us where we are now, and it meets us where we're studying. God the Father, he brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep. And by the blood of the eternal covenant, this eternal covenant that Christ has made and kept, may he equip you with every good thing that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, because it's impossible without him, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. How wonderful. I want to pray that over our church. If you received a letter from me, you may have heard that. Something like that, because that's what God does. He works that which is pleasing in his sight in us by his Holy Spirit, by the blood of the eternal covenant, through Jesus Christ. He gives us a newfound ability and motivation to do his will. So, Father, I thank you so much for carrying us through Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and now Hebrews over this time of quarantine and isolation. Lord, thank you for bringing us by your grace. We believe we're coming out of this. Thank you for that. Thank you for the opportunity to meet this Sunday. I pray that our joy would be full and that we would rejoice in you as we gather together again. God, I pray that you would work that which is pleasing in your sight in the members of our church, that you would grow us and help us to do your will, to know your will, to do your will, to follow you, Jesus, whatever that means for us, help us to follow you. We are yours, we're your people, and you are our great shepherd. Thank you that we are your sheep. Let us truly be your sheep today. Let us be your flock, your bride, your body, your temple, your people, your family, God, and all of those other things that you say that we are. Help us to be that for you today. Grow our love for you and our love for others in Jesus' name. Amen. Y'all have a great day.